About 100,000 jobless households will be worse off as a result of this week's budget. From next year, unemployed singles will lose their parenting payment when their youngest child turns 8. They'll be shifted onto the Newstart allowance, which pays about $100 less, $120 less a fortnight. For parents with partners, income support will end when their youngest child turns 6. Most welfare groups have been very critical of this cut, which will save the government $700 million. But surprising to some, the Brotherhood of St Lawrence supports the change. Executive Director of the Brotherhood, Tony Nicholson, joins me now. Tony, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Tony, you support stripping parenting support payments from single unemployed mothers. Why?
Well, I think what's been forgotten about in this discussion is the views of the parents themselves. And some little while ago at the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, we conducted some research that actually asked them what they wanted in terms of support from the government. And what the vast majority said was what they wanted was to be in some form of paid work once their children, their youngest children, are settled in primary school, generally in grade 2 or grade 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they aspire to. They don't want to be part of an unemployed underclass, irrespective of the adequacy of the Newstart unemployment benefit.
So, I'm sure, Tony, though, the same people you asked about this didn't say they wanted to get their parenting allowance cut and to be having to live on Newstart allowance with their kids.
No, they made a very, very clear expression of what they wanted. That was to get into work. And so the priorities that they set for any public policy was to have some robust assistance to help them meet their aspiration to get into work. So you've spoken about the funds that have been that will be saved by the government, but they are reinvesting about $230 million of those savings into a program that will support these parents get into work through additional funds for education and training, but particularly there's a very generous allowance for childcare. And in our research, that was the big issue that came up amongst the supporting parents, was
their concern about
decent childcare.
Yeah, tell us a bit more about that. I don't have the figures in front of me. I think the childcare cuts, if you're unemployed, is that right? The cost of childcare has been cut to a minuscule amount a day.
Well, it's quite a generous allowance. They're allowed up to 50 hours of childcare per week when they're making the transition from being on a supporting parents benefit into work. So whilst they're undertaking training, starting to get work, etc., they're assured of childcare, and they only have to make a very small contribution towards that. I think it's about $1 an hour.
On yesterday,
This has come up as the big issue for in our research. This has come up for the big issue for these parents, and this this program, the CHEP program, really does meet that concern that they've expressed.
Do you think we have the childcare places out there to make sure everyone will be able to access that?
By and large, yes. There will always be a question about flexibility of childcare, particularly when some of the parents may need childcare out of the normal working hours. But that's something that there are options, particularly through programs like family daycare, tend to be more flexible. So what our view is that given what the parents themselves have expressed, in a budget that already contains some big-ticket social items in the area of disability and aged care and dental care, if choices have to be made, the government's made the right choice in terms of supporting parents to get into work. After all, that's what they aspire to.
I'm sure that they do, and that's right. Everybody, most people would want to work if they can. In our budget special yesterday, we were speaking to Maria O'Halloran, the head of the National Welfare Rights Network. She was opposed to these cuts. She said the cuts won't help single parents get a job. It may even hurt their prospects. And I think one of the groups she was referring to there, I'd like to get your response to that. I'm wondering if how that might affect, for instance, the very large number, I think it's almost a third of people who are on the single parenting unemployed bonus who are actually already in study. So they're already studying, but they would lose their unemployment, they would be cut down to Newstart. That might force them to try and get some work, but it might force them to stop their studying, which is all about improving their chances. How does the government deal with that group?
Well, I just disagree with that analysis. The people in that situation will be eligible for this additional support that's being made in the budget. There's the support that I've referred to, the additional childcare, the additional assistance with costs of education, etc.
If you're already working should you be penalised for that?
Well, they will benefit from these new measures.
Let me just clarify this, Tony. I want to get this absolutely clear. Just say a single parent on unemployment benefits who's getting the single parenting allowance is going back to school, is doing training, doing some school, is at TAFE, trying to get job ready, trying to get skilled for job. My understanding is that person will still lose their single parenting benefit if they're not working, yet they're doing everything they can to get your job ready. It's not fair that they be cut down to Newstart, is it?
Well, it's true that they will go on to a Newstart allowance, but they will be eligible for the additional assistance that's been made available in this budget.
Yes, but not dollars.
Through the area. Well, it does amount to dollars. If you're being offered 50 hours a week in childcare, that does equate to dollars. So people in those circumstances will be eligible for the additional assistance. And of course, the other initiatives within the budget that will help people ease the cost pressures on their household expenditures will also benefit these people.
And just finally, there is the question of the availability of work. The Federal Labor Member for Throsby, Stephen Jones, said earlier in the week, he was one of those ones questioning the Prime Minister about this measure. He said, let me quote him, "Frankly, cutting somebody's pension when the child turns 8 won't create one additional job in the Illawarra, and that's what we need to get people back into work." Is that a fair point?
Well, as I said, budgets are about making choices. The budget forecasts growth of over 3.5%. There is a question about the types of our research, when we asked the supporting parents about their circumstances, what that did bring up was their concern about the types of jobs. They wanted jobs, they wanted to get into work, but there was a concern about the types of jobs, particularly jobs that perhaps didn't offer them the degree of permanency that they were after. So that's an issue. That's an issue right throughout our economy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's a reason to deny these people their aspirations to try to get into work.
Tony Nicholson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.
Tony Nicholson is Executive Director of the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence. You're listening to RN Breakfast at 17 minutes to 9.